already darting as my brain races away with itself. We're not even underground, yet my libido is set to stealth. Well, just going from A to B is complete agony, as I think that everyone who is hot exists just for me. And I'm actually disappointed to be stuck on the tube when there's no one I'm attracted to. I guess my only other option is that I have to sit and talk to you. And you say you can't even look at me when I'm being like this, that all of my decisions are based on the thoughts of my sniffer dog dick. You and I are different beasts. We have our own individual needs. Yet, at the end of the day, we always end up looking for the same. Sorry if I couldn't see that I was also travelling with you and your pain. Please don't say that you attempted to head back home. As I slowly attempt to point and take his photo with his iPhone. You know that I'm the one that catches their eye. My fixed stares and constant flashing carriage smiles. And if I ever said that I never acted on this lead, well, I lie. Do you really care if the other passengers notice? I see it, right? I'm thinking, hurry up and respond. I don't have much patience. It's okay with me, as I know that I'll fall in love at the next and every station. Each new platform, for opportunities, adventures, bending faces. Even if nothing ever happens, my mind is already travelling blood to the vital places. And so if you think that I'm a sad whore, I need this connection. I say, they don't even have to open their flies. Just the feel of the fabric over their erection. Each 7 seconds, that hunger beckons. No one rides any natural thought activity. Forces me to mentally undress and rough up each poor creator. All I want for them to be is aware of me. All I need is some company and someone to tell me just how great I am at kissing. What usually happens is solitary cramps on damp bedsheets, and all I see is what I'm missing. A shame is your easy explanation for my condition. Now my eyes cannot control themselves yet again. The lion in my loins still roars, and I know that that bores all of my friends to death. Fucking my way through my address book, I shrug that all good friendships must come to an end. But this process isn't organic or beneficial when I look around and everyone is gone. I'll be okay, I suppose, as the queues outside Old Compton Street pubs are fresh and long. So, again, we're at the end of the bar. It's my perfect base. Scanning the room for the latest handsome iron filing face. I'm being all smiley and inviting, while at the same time acting cool and nonchalant. My age, size, and height requirements alter each second. I don't really know what I want. And you say that you can't be around me when I'm acting all predatory, that all of my intentions are bedded in the hope of someone fucking me. And I fantasize. Close to chucking ice time, but I'm thinking about returning home. Shit, that's when I realised that you had left hours ago. Am I happy? Or mad? Angry or sad? Seized by sleet? Or just plain easy? more wanting, natural, smacks of the strange, lacking in humanity. Is there really something wrong with me? Is my soul no longer there? Has it been forever sold? Because of this, then I'm convinced I'm never gonna get old. Sucking the essence out of the restless, wrecked strangers and the fashionably dumb young. My life force drains out of me, all in the name of fun. So just going from RAs and onto these sticky Bs leaves me in drained, lonely agony. Due to the fact, on the journey back, I cannot help but think every sleeping man exists just for me. Time.